Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen Sullivan. Jess Matlin is just back from vacation, and we are actually recording this afternoon, so we will have all new episodes for you starting on Friday. But today, I have such a fun interview to bring back for you. It is Cindy Barshop, who is obviously a Real Housewives alum, which you know Jess loved, but also the founder of V-Spot, a medispa focused on sexual health and wellness, which now has two locations in New York City. And she has been through so much since we originally chatted. This was from March 2019, we aired this episode. In 2022, she was diagnosed with primary central nervous system lymphoma. That's CNS lymphoma. It's an extremely rare form of cancer that affects the lymph tissue of the brain and or spinal cord. But since then, she's undergone chemotherapy and other treatments. She is cancer-free, but monitoring her health very closely. And she talked, actually just last month I saw this, which is why I wanted to bring the interview back up. She talked in People magazine about the effects of that brain cancer and what it did to her. And so we've been thinking about her and how much she's done for women's health. And I wanted to rerun this super fun interview with her as well, because also it's just really fun. One of our most fun chats. I can't believe this didn't even come up when we were talking about 500th episode, like best of moments. Like when Cindy tells Jess to drop her pants, how could I have forgotten that? There's a lot of other fun stuff too. But more importantly, you're going to learn a lot about women's health, including sexual health issues that are facing women. Something Cindy says she knows more about now, because a lot of these issues like early menopause, vaginal dryness, loss of desire, affect women who undergo chemo and other cancer treatments. So maybe pass this interview along to anyone you know who might be going through some of those things. It could be helpful. We hope you learn a little something, and we know you're going to enjoy it along the way. Here it is. We are here with Cindy Barshop. She's the founder of V-Spot MediSpa, which is kind of like a one-stop shop for things that enhance sexual pleasure, rejuvenate the vagina and vulva. Yes, that's you.
You know the word. Yay.
Oh, we're going to be saying the V word a lot on this episode. She's also made a career out of below-the-belt grooming, because you founded Completely Bare Salons, the Completely Bare products that are in like every mass retailer for hair removal. You are a Real Housewife of New York.
Yes.
What aren't you, Cindy Barshop? Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Legend in the house.
Only thing she isn't is married. She
Okay. Oh, my God. You're so funny. I love Cindy so much.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy to be here.
Cindy, you're like one of the first people I met in beauty, and you really like changed the game in beauty.
In everything below the belt.
Everything below the belt. I mean, Completely Bare was one of the first places that I was sent as a young, budding beauty editor. It was like, this is the place to go for all things waxing. I remember ascending your spa. It was on Fifth Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I got there and it was like heaven. Like the doors opened. It was all white. There was like white shag carpeting. There was a
It was
bowl.
Like exactly like P. Diddy's apartment.
It was.
It was P. Diddy's apartment.
It was like so glossy. I mean, I felt like, hello, when I got there. Like anyone here? There was like a cool receptionist. There was a bowl of like M&Ms. Everything was so branded.
Wow.
I just felt like I have officially arrived in New York. How did you become... And then, I got waxed in, like, a nice, clean place, and I never wanted to, like, go down from there, you know? How did you become this, like, doyenne of waxing and, you know, feminine care?
That's a good question. Actually, you know, I started off in technology business, and there was a technology – this is so not glamorous.
Yeah, but, I was like, wait, wow.
Yeah.
That's like a turn.
How do we take a turn from there, from IBM to
now,
vaginas?
Yeah, exactly. Like IT to like
Exactly.
Diddy.
That's exactly what it was. And there was a new technology, which is obviously a long time ago, for the laser hair removal. And I was – everything I do is like one of my problems that I try to fix. So I had ingrown hairs, anybody who has coarse hair, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So I went – I tried it, and like a crazy person, I went out and bought a machine and opened a place on Madison Avenue. It was my first one. And then people wanted to get waxing also. So I did laser and waxing, and then we started to have fun, as you know, with all the different things we put down there to kind of glorify it and make people feel good about themselves.
So are you referring to the vajazzling?
The vajazzling.
Okay. Are you to blame or are you to responsible for the vajazzling trend?
Yes.
Like a decade ago, that
it was a decade. Well, it's kind of crazy because like now you guys are going to hear
it
because
more than a decade
it's coming back.
Is it really? Do you do it?
Well... Okay, here we are, launching it here.
That's why we have this podcast.
We're launching it here. So, we're doing Mickey Mouse because it's like beauty and fashion, as you guys both know, are hand in hand.
Yeah.
And in 2019's spring runway was Gucci, was Mickey Mouse, and we're like in the trend with it. So we have tattoos that are coming out with crystals.
For your like Mons pubis? What is vajazzling for anybody that doesn't know?
So the updated version is going to be called Vajul. And it's a tat that actually stays for about a week and it has jewels on it.
But you have to have no pubic hair to do this, I guess.
Well, we could also do it like just to make it super sexy if you have some pubic hair wherever there's
like
not.
Like on your bikini line.
Right.
Okay.
It's fun.
Is this something we would do in the summer or is this like all year long? This is just like for you.
You could do it for yourself just to feel good, like a new pair of lingerie. Mm-hmm. Or you could do it for a guy or you could do it, you know, for a bikini.
So is that a trend? Like, what is the trend right now? Because I keep hearing that pubic hair, you know, things come and go. We were doing the landing strip, then we're doing none of it, all of it.
I believe the hair is coming back. I think it's becoming sexy again.
I remember, so I was at Cosmo.
Sorry,
for,
everybody.
No. I have hair there. I mean,
so I remember this conversation at Cosmo working at Cosmo, there were so many kind of crazy conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But one that will always stick in my mind were... You know, most of the staff at Cosmo was relatively young, you know?
As it still is.
Yeah. But there were, you know, girls in their early 20s and then, like, women in their mid-30s and then, like, you know, women in their 40s. And this just, like, small section of women had such very different ideas about what was, you know, in fashion, what was acceptable about, you know, down there. The super young girls, like their early 20s were like, I get everything off.
Right.
And then the 30s were like, I leave a little. And the girls in their 20s were like shrieking with horror that like, why wouldn't you just get the whole thing off? They were absolutely like disgusted by this. And then the women in their 40s were like, I just have like, you know, I just get like, I just kind of keep it clean, making sure that they weren't, you know, completely overgrown. So from your experience, what did you see?
I saw,
does that,
you know,
that
there
gel
was, there
with
was
your
really,
eyes?
There was really a trend of everybody being completely bare there. I mean, I hate to say it, that's like, you know.
Well, that's why you named the place
Completely Bare.
Yeah.
And it became like a service itself at, you know, even like Bliss and places like that, they had like a completely bare wax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it really was a trend. And I, in my mind at the time, I believe that there's no way that hair is going to be sexy down there. And now that I'm older,
I wish I had
a little hair down there.
I've heard that from other women, like after they have kids and stuff, they're the ones that got it lasered off.
Mm-hmm.
They wish they didn't get it all lasered off.
I wish I didn't get it all lasered
off. I've heard that too, because I've heard that things change down there.
things do change down
there. Does gravity also happen down there?
Yes, that's what I heard.
Everything ages down there.
Everything falls. Everything
falls. It falls, yeah. So we plump it up. We can plump it like we plump our faces now.
We can keep going.
Yeah,
no. So we should talk about V-Spot.
Yeah, sure.
Is that what you're referring to? Tell us what V-Spot is.
Okay, V-Spot's a women's intimate or sexual health spa. We do all the different treatments for the changes that women go through from menstruation, like pain, to menopause. So these are natural changes after you give birth that you go through that women have, and they don't know that they have options to correct, and they're suffering in silence. Like, I'm really about, you know, empowering women to feel good about themselves. I mean, we have people leave and cry. I mean, could you imagine, like, urinary incontinence, which is urinary leakage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody even knows the word incontinence, which I didn't in the beginning either. And think about how it affects your everyday life.
Oh, God, yeah.
When, you know, you laugh, you pee. If you do exercises, you pee. And pretty much 3 out of 4 women at some point of their life have it, especially after you give birth. Mm-hmm. And the only option out there in the past was that sling thing, surgery. So now there's real ways for simple treatments, painless treatments, that you don't have to do this.
So what is – let's take it treatment by treatment, why don't we? So like you mentioned incontinence. Mm-hmm. So what does one do at V-Spot to help with that?
One of the big treatments we have is what we call a Kegel throne. So you sit on this chair and it does 11,000 Kegels in 28 minutes for you.
Okay.
Okay. So
how? Is there a thing inside your vagina?
Nothing goes in the vagina. Let me explain. So it's called HIFEM technology, which is high frequency technology. So on the pelvic floor, there's 10 muscles. And, you know, for 70 years now, they're saying, okay, if the doctor says Kegel, well, nobody knows how to Kegel. I mean, there's Kegel classes, Kegel books, Kegel, like every other story is a Kegel story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason why there's so many stories and people just don't do Kegels, or they can't, because you can't do it correctly.
Can you tell the audience what a Kegel is?
It's supposed to strengthen the pelvic floor muscle. It's an exercise.
It's like what you do to stop the flow of urine, kind of, or squeak,
yes. Well, there's two reasons why people do Kegels, or the doctor says to do it, is after you give birth, to tighten it again so you feel, you know, penetration for yourself, and also for the urinary leakage. So that's why that whole world Kegel was there.
So you're sitting on this chair.
So you sit on this chair and it's like, it's little like shockwaves. There's different settings depending upon how old you are.
Are there like sensors hooked up to?
Mm-mm. You just sit on it.
Really?
You have to
come
in. No, it doesn't hurt at all. Literally, you feel like you worked out afterwards. That's what it is.
Mm. It's so weird that it can isolate those muscles though without touching your skin.
So yeah, well, it's strong. It's strong. It's it's over $100,000, the machine itself.
Okay.
So it's like very high technology. You're clothed.
Okay.
I tell people not to wear jeans, like thick jeans. But you sit on this chair and it exercises the muscles, and it actually like builds the muscle, but it also helps with your butt. It goes up. I'm not kidding. It's FDA approved for the urinary leakage.
They don't call it the Kegel throne. What's like the scientific name for this thing?
EMSLA.
Okay.
EMSLA.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing.
That's one. The other.
What else do they do at V-Spot?
We do things for after moms give birth.
Okay. Like?
So.
What's this? FemiLift?
The FemiLift. It's a fractional CO2 laser. Wow, that means a lot.
Is this a cosmetic thing?
No. 95% of the stuff that we do is not cosmetic. There's a couple of cosmetic, but we'll go into that in a minute.
Okay, we'll save that for later.
Yeah, so the FemiLift, it actually tightens the vaginal canal and it does a tissue regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
So after you give birth, it stretches out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, half the women, it doesn't really pop back like they tell us. Oh, yeah, it just pops back. You put an 8-pound baby through your vagina and it pops back.
Oh, my God.
So it doesn't really pop back. I mean, for some people, maybe it does. So that's so we do a tissue regeneration because of the stretched tissue. So we actually, it's a wand that goes inside the canal. You don't feel it, which is amazing because we have all these like inside, we don't have pain receptors, which makes sense why you could have a baby.
I mean, even though it's painful. Also, when you get a gynecological exam, like it's annoying going in, but then once they're in there, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's a laser that goes inside.
Inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you need 3 treatments and you feel a huge difference right afterwards.
And who's doing this stuff?
At the V-Spot, we only have the top women gynecologists.
Okay.
Preach.
Because I get very nervous when I hear a lot of like vaginal, you know, spa rejuvenation things. And I'm like, who's in there? You know what I mean?
I agree with you because they're like popping up like at, yeah, the at your derm's that. Office.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
So anybody with a medical degree could operate these devices.
Mm-hmm.
But you chose to partner with gynecologists.
Well, like, my gynecologist is like world renowned. I actually go with her all over the world. She goes more because I can't. But like, we just got back from Dubai and we train like doctors how to do these treatments. They're not difficult, but like at the V-Spot, we did so many of them that we have little techniques that work a little bit better.
That's, I'm glad to hear that there's doctors on staff. What about this O-Shot? What's the O-Shot?
O-Shot. It's platelet-rich plasma that's injected into the clitoris and the G-spot.
Yes,
everybody has the G-spot, just so you know. There is a G-spot.
Is it painful?
You won't feel it at all.
Injected into my clitoris. So you take out someone's blood?
It's super healthy for you, too. So you take out the blood from the arm.
Okay.
And, okay, so PRP has been used for years and years for so many different things, to grow hair, to help with any cartilage damage, muscle damage. So all it is blood that has the stem cells and the healthy blood in it. So for instance—
My own blood.
It's your own blood. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid and you fall and you see the scrape on the knee and you remember, like, it's like this gooey yellow stuff, that's PRP, really. You always thought that it was like pus.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
A lot of times it's not pus. That's super healthy blood. So you're like, when you're young, you just make it.
Yeah.
And it does the healing process.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't seen that stuff in a while.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So anyway,
it was everywhere when I was younger.
I was a big goop. Oops. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So anyway.
So you take out my blood.
I take out the
blood.
It's put into a centrifuge, and it splits up the super healthy and the regular blood. You're completely numb. You won't feel a thing.
Okay.
And it's injected into the clitoris
But then does your clitoris, like, grow because it's stem cells?
No.
Or, like,
no,
it's just, I'm holding my cross. I'm 20 years old.
Yeah. So the G-spot pushes out a little bit.
Okay. So you inject it in there, too.
It does.
Okay.
So it pushes it out a little bit, like a little bit more of a bump. So while you're having intercourse, sometimes you can have vaginal.
Okay, so it makes that more stimulating.
Mm-hmm. And it makes the clitoris much more sensitive.
How much is this?
$2,500. But you only have to come once for that treatment. It's once, and it can last like up to 5 years.
Okay, the O-Shot. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So are we missing – that's pretty much the medical treatments?
Well, no, there's more. But one of the things you have to understand, though, with the – let me just – I'm going to tell you. But one of the things that's really important is that there's statistics to show that how many women from the last time they were in a relationship or with a man, they don't orgasm. We don't orgasm like men.
Or with a woman.
Right? Or with a woman. And – or even self-stimulation. It's very difficult to orgasm. It's different. I always say if men orgasmed like women, it would be like a 7-Eleven would be selling O-Shots. You know, the prices would be down to nothing. And, you know, it just – so this – if you think about this, and then we have women who've never orgasmed before. And, like, I had a woman
– How do you find that out?
Well, the doctor –
because I feel like people don't even know if they have. You know what I mean? Like, how do you know – mm-hmm. I feel like this comes up a lot whenever –
like, how did I – like, some people don't realize that they never had a vaginal orgasm either.
Yeah.
Right? I had somebody the other day. She's like, what? There's a vaginal
orgasm?
How
old was she?
Probably 30, I think. Around 30. But then we also had a woman who've never orgasmed, and she was married.
Mm. And did she know she hadn't?
Yeah, she knew.
Okay, so she came in and got what?
Sometimes you have to do multiple different types of treatments. She did a Femilift and an O-Shot together. Works really well for that. And it's mm-hmm. we don't guarantee if you've never orgasmed in your life. And then sometimes, you know, we're really helping women think about, like, somebody who's never orgasmed or it was so difficult to orgasm.
You don't see us complaining about these services.
And there's a whole other thing, which I never knew about, is sometimes, you know, the hood is just, they have to just lift the hood. Sometimes the doctor says, no, go back, mm-hmm. just lift the hood by the clitoris and, you know, you'll be able to orgasm.
So someone could come in and could have an appointment with one of your gynecologists and doesn't even know what's going on down there. It's not like they're coming in asking for the service. They just get like an under the hood checkup and they say, here's my issue. And then you recommend what help.
But okay, they usually come. We don't do regular gyno exams.
Right.
That we don't do. We just stick with that. So if they have
You're coming for an issue with sexual health.
Just like to make yourself – listen, I spent $2,500 to go to – I don't know. I mean, let's not be there. I like to go shopping sometimes. You spend $2,500 mm-hmm. on a coat. I mean, it's a lot. I agree.
Or a weekend away. Yeah.
Right, a vacation. So if this is going to make you feel so good – and it's super healthy to orgasm.
Does it last, though? So you get one of these treatments. Are you now like an orgasmer for life?
Mm-hmm. Well, everything kind of like ages with you. But
yeah.
I mean, it's been known that it lasted up to 7 years. Sometimes, you know, it's five. The whole thing is like, so I did it more than once already, because what happens is you do it and you're like, oh, wow. And then your new standard is much higher. So,
yeah. How often do you have to get this O shot?
Really, it's probably once every 2 years. Mm. That's like probably the average, but everybody's different.
And is the O shot proprietary to your spa, or is this something that, you know, doctors have been doing but we just don't know about it enough because we don't talk about this in our culture that much?
So that's the problem, because we don't talk about it. That's why I'm so thrilled to be here. And like, when I listen to you, you always learn things from your guys' podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just don't talk about it. This has been around for 7 years, and it was founded by Dr. Runnels.
Mm-hmm. Does he call it like PRP? You came
he
up called, with the name.
No, I don't. I pay him to use the word OSHA.
It's his. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. These are amazing treatments that I feel like more people should know about.
It's really upsetting that people don't know that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Can we talk, though, just briefly? I'm sure you get this about you're just feeding the patriarchy and like and like women go in like, I need to be tighter for my husband or my boyfriend or whatever. Like people that are in heterosexual relationships that like have that issue with you. You tell them what you just told us, that like that this is empowering.
Well, I think we've had maybe 1%. The people that come in to the V-Spot, they've researched. They're comfortable with their bodies. And we're just trying to get the average person comfortable with themselves to come in. It's usually, you know, successful women that they work out, they take care of themselves, and they enjoy feeling good. So 99% of the time, I never hear that, oh, I'm doing this for my boyfriend.
I love the women that come into you, like they're progressive enough, they're confident enough to be like, okay, like, let's do this.
Yeah.
It's the broader mentality that like...
Right. So I'm going to do it for my husband. Yeah, that's pretty sad. And you know what? I mean, there have been a few times that, you know, the doctor would refuse to do a treatment.
Because
of psychological issues.
And you mentioned that there was cosmetic treatments as well, though it's not your priority. It's where you got your start, though.
Well, so let me tell you about the cosmetic.
Please
I have to
do.
Say I was the worst. I am guilty, like the general population is guilty. So there was a new treatment that came out was vaginal lightening with a laser. Okay.
Like color lightening, like your skin tone?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I was like, we're not doing it there. Absolutely not. We're about empowering women, you know. I can't even believe I'm saying this. So I'm so disappointed in myself. I'm so disappointed that I was like, they want to look like porn stars. No, that's not what, that's not our client. You know, it's about, well, you know, shame on me because these, it's really, first of all, the darkness is usually really on the sides and they could see it in the bikini. It affects their, how they feel about themselves. Who the hell am I to judge? Mm-hmm. You know, As we get older, just the rubbing or just from the waxing, you have dark spots. It's people
like hyperpigmentation.
Yeah, it's all hyperpigmentation. That is 99% of the people that come in for that.
I mean, V lightening. Is it your place now for it? It's a laser treatment.
So it's what happened was just because I was in the beauty business for so long, you could figure it out. You have to do a pre laser treatment to do laser because, you know, with hyperpigmentation, you have to be really careful. And we basically put together this peel and then an at-home formula that I get 90% of the people don't come back for the laser.
Because it brightens and lightens.
Yeah, because it evens out the skin tone.
Wait, so is this something you do now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do anal also.
I'm so glad you said it because
I was about to ask.
Okay, I put something on my Instagram, like, what's your number one beauty question? Like, we're going to answer it. And somebody wrote to me.
About anal bleaching.
Anal bleaching.
Do you do it with bleach? Like a hydro?
So we use, an almond extract with, it's like a miso peel.
I'm allergic to almonds. This doesn't sound like something for me.
We're not putting almonds in your butt. Don't worry.
We're not putting an almond. It's an extract.
Okay.
But, and we have done, there's a bunch of people that are allergic to almonds, but we do a test on them first.
Okay, that's good.
A patch test, yes. And yes, the reason why it works so well is hydroquinone. We have hydroquinone pads and they work great.
Do you do it to yourself or does a technician do it
to you? The technician does it. And then she does a peel to break up the melanin. The darkness.
Where is this woman and when is she coming on our podcast?
She's the best.
What's her
Tina.
Name?
Sure. We used to work together at Completely Bare.
So what's the deal with anal bleaching anyway? Like, why is this a thing? I thought this was just like for porn stars.
You know what? This is a little personal, but I'll go there.
Just do it.
I mean, I know my
You're already here.
New boyfriend. he's going to be my husband, but
Aww.
He wants, you know... I want to be comfortable. Like he's like really into that. And I was like, I haven't done it yet. I was like, oh, when we get married. But that's okay. But there's some people that do it all the time. And, you know.
Anal bleaching or anal sex?
Anal sex.
Oh. And so then
so
it just looks
like,
nicer
yeah,
when
it
they're
just
doing
looks so much
it.
Nicer.
All right.
But
like,
the same thing is like, you don't want a hairball there. Like, you know, like
yeah.
I don't like when a guy has.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, if it feels good for both parties, like, I kind of am like, well, who cares what it looks like? But if it lets the woman then, I guess, be more, like,
I'm more confident if I get a wax there, even if I'm not having it, just because, you know,
right.
Movements changes with your legs and the air.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just more comfortable
with
it.
Okay, so cosmetic treatments all
I
around.
I guess I never really, like, all right, I'll be quiet now.
No, go with it.
I just, like, never really think about.
Because we don't see it.
Yeah.
Unless you're in front of a mirror, like, when are you ever going to know what it looks like back there?
I've always thought, like, I've never always thought, because I've never really thought about it that much until now. Like, is this a new spot I need to be paranoid about?
Well, that would be, like, the negative spin on it, right? Maybe the positive spin is just, like...
If it bothers you and you fix it, it makes you feel better, then, you don't have to worry about it. Just, like, you know, I mean, some people don't worry about, you know, if they have hyperpigmentation on their face. I used to get it on the side of my cheek. It didn't bother me.
But apparently
and I would have somebody come in and say, can you get the hyperpigmentation off my shoulder? Because it bothers them.
Right.
So that's
right.
The whole thing. Yeah. We got to stop judging everybody. If it makes them feel good and they're doing it for themselves.
I like that you came around. You were doing the judging by saying no.
I did.
But in fact.
I did. And I look back. Here's another one.
It takes a big woman to say that.
Here's another one. You know, the whole thing with vaginoplasty. Okay. So.
Yeah.
The truth is that a lot of women, there's lots of reasons why they do it, but a lot of times it's painful. Sometimes the labia minora is hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's painful when you do, when you ride a bike, things like that. And you want to know something? If one ear, I mean, I am so open about it and I wasn't like that before.
Mm-hmm.
If one ear was hanging lower than the other, does it bother you? Yeah, if they did an ear plasty or whatever, you're okay with it. But what if it's your vagina and they're saying, no, you can't do that? Why?
Of course.
So you do plastic surgery, labioplasty and things?
The doctor does. We don't do it at our place. A lot of times you don't have to do plastic surgery. And it's not even real plastic surgery.
What do you
do? It's so quick. Some of the stuff is just like a little clip and it sounds like, oh my God, I know. But it's like a 15-minute treatment. Or to pull up the hood is like just so you have better sex.
But we're not saying women need these things.
No,
everybody looks
absolutely
different. It's just like, if it bothers you,
why wouldn't you do it?
Or it's uncomfortable for medical reasons, I'm sure,
right,
too.
That's the whole thing. Sometimes we can plump up the area over there just to cover it. And then they feel happier like that. And it also
You plump up the outer vulva so it comes
to the labia major.
So the menorah doesn't show as much.
As much if they like that too. And that increases sensitivity also.
So when I, like for example, like when I got a breast reduction a long time ago, I brought in a picture of boobs that I thought were nice. Do people bring in a picture of...
It's never happened.
Because I feel like...
they all look so different.
Yeah, I feel like the vaginas I've seen, they're all over the map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I wanted to do something different to my vagina, I would want a nice example. You know what I mean?
Who's got the perfect vagina?
Like
the
vagina content. Don't know what to compare.
I'm sure
probably
people would look at porn movies and things.
But like, are those real
vaginas?
I don't know.
No,
I
they probably have had surgery, a lot of them, right?
Well, there's different types of surgery. Yeah. You know, the stuff I'm talking about
Invasive. It's more like cosmetic.
Yeah.
Are there other cosmetic? Do you do like hair removal and stuff still now?
We just do basically we have a new 24 karat gold wax that because it helps with, because I know about all the stuff now that it helps with the inflammation when you put gold in there.
Yeah.
So when the skin gets
inflamed.
She
made this face like, what did I just say?
I
like it. Let's coin it. Inflamed.
Inflamed. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when it gets inflamed and after a wax, a lot of people get dark spots because of the friction there and it getting inflamed.
Post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation.
Right. So we just do a more advanced type of, wax. And then afterwards, we put blue lights there for ingrown hairs and red lights for the blood flow. So it's just a little bit more high tech than we're used to.
So someone would be less likely to have an ingrown or an irritation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since we have you here, I feel like listeners are going to want us to ask these questions just about hair removal.
Uh-huh.
Like, honestly, I've asked a million experts this. Say you're still getting waxed or shaving and you get an ingrown hair. What is the Cindy Barshop method?
Use glycolic and salicylic acid and it'll go away. So glycolic exfoliates and the salicylic cleans the bacteria.
A pad that has both of those acids in it?
Yeah,
who,
or you
who
can
makes
do it
a
yourself.
Good one?
I think we do.
A completely bare cells is kind of product.
Remember
Tend Skin? Everybody was using Tend Skin
which is like a witch hazel, I think.
So active enough for you.
Yeah, no. But you could get, glycolic, you could get
just
anywhere.
Get some, like, Peter Thomas Roth glycolic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could absolutely do that. And the salicylic is really, every pimple medicine has it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you probably could have it in your closet ready so you could take it yourself.
Are you allowed to take out the hair with your own tweezers?
Ugh.
What? You know it.
Excuse me.
Or do you just...
I used to be addicted to that.
Right,
I
like you can see it in there sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I've gotten lasers, so I don't...
Ugh. I did. Really?
I don't like that.
What are you, like, perfect down there? Take down your pants, please. You have no ingrown hair.
I don't have any ingrown hair.
You're so lucky.
Wait, you asked that. Now we have to ask about Real Housewives if she's telling you to take her pants down.
Housewives. Okay, yes. Okay. I love the Housewives. New York's my favorite. Tell me something crazy that happened. That's not
tell
a very targeted
something.
Question, is it?
No. I was in shock.
Okay. Like, is it fake?
No, it's not fake. So I'll tell you something crazy.
Yeah. Okay, because I always feel like, oh my God, is it fake? I don't want it to be fake.
It's not fake.
I really don't want it to be fake.
It's not fake. Oh. It's really not fake. But when I first went on, I remember the first, like, there should be a class, what to do when you go on the Housewives show or a reality show. Because the same question everybody has is, like, I didn't know if it was fake or not. It was like, oh, okay, you're on the show and meet everybody at this party.
So you don't really know them. You're not really friends with them.
Well,
you must have had some
yeah,
like,
no,
tangential.
I mean, yeah, like... I had connections with them, or I knew Ramona. I knew Ramona's friends.
Right.
I'm trying to think if it was anybody else. No, that was it.
Okay. So you show up at like someone's dinner and you're like, hi.
Well, so they do set up something. They're like first of all, when I sent them my schedule, they were like, you're so boring. Like, you need to be doing something. I was like, all right, I'm going to this business meeting, that business. They're like, no. Like, I don't even know how I got picked for it. Because usually the women, they're like, you know, they're out all the time and they just, you know, they have parties
like
and this
charity
and that.
Gala. And
right. Blah, blah, blah. This gala, that gala. And I was like.
So he's like, I'm trying to run a business here.
Right? Basically, yeah. I was like, well, I'm launching a new product. They're like, uh-uh. Like, they literally sent back my agenda. They said, do something. So the first thing I did was, which I'm glad I did. I did a charity event with Peter Tooney, who's a painter. Are you familiar with Peter? And we made a painting with everybody stepping on the feet of the, you know, and make the painting that way. And it was said gratitude. And then we auctioned it off to somebody for a cancer charity that was close to me. But that was not the point. So the second time, so that was all nice. And that's kind of how you first meet. So they set that up. They're right. Like, you have to have a party or something to meet everybody.
And they don't pay for the party, right? They don't like.
Okay. So yeah, this is the crazy thing. So when you start, you're like, you're paying for the party. But once you're on the show, then you know you could just say, hey, I'm going to put you on Bravo, and it's the number one rated show in a restaurant. They'll hook it up. So here I was like shelling out the money. So,
yeah. But it's not like the producers are making these events. Like you still have to, like they expect that to be part of your life.
You coordinate it.
That's exhausting.
So, most of these women, that's really what they do, though. I had a friend, Jules. Mm-hmm. You know, Jules, our kids went to school together. She was on After Me.
Oh, yes. And she had like Jagger, the son.
Yeah.
And she was a Dylan and Jagger.
Yeah. Right. So our kids went to school. So it was so funny because when I met her, I think I was on. And then she was on. And I think I was off that year. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And, but she, for me, she was like the perfect housewife. She had parties all the time. She had the most extravagant parties ever. And she just loved it. And
but
she would get
she
up on the stage.
Was she doing that anyway? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's my point. She was doing it anyway. I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, she's perfect, perfect, perfect for the show. I mean, that was her life. And then, like, you know, we'd go to her party, like her kids' party. It was like, you know, there's Ferris wheels, there are balloons, there's everything. It's for the adults, the kids. And, you know, then she'll do a show on the stage. I mean, I think she's great.
I feel like they should ask Jen and I to somehow be incorporated and, like, Jen and I should throw a party.
Totally.
In our
and
like,
have a Real Housewives
in my one bedroom.
There?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's like.
I'd love to see the camera crew in there.
Do they want to watch me do like in copy and build our website for 2 hours? That sounds fun.
That was like my life. I had to pretend I had this life.
Yeah.
My
like,
life. Wait, so I have to tell you the one thing. It's funny.
More.
This
no,
is like
more,
the health
more.
Thing.
Keep it going.
So I remember that was like calm.
Got all
you know,
the time
opening,
in the world.
And
you,
then the next day. We were going to a party at Sonia's townhouse. This is so long ago.
Oh, my God.
So I was walking in. I'm forgetting people's names from the show now. We were walking in, and all of a sudden, I forget her name. Who's the one with the blonde hair?
She
was married. It was. She hasn't been on the show in a long time.
We'll call her Sue.
Okay, so Sue. So Sue comes out, like, screaming.
This is actually really going to bother me.
Yeah,
which
really,
one? Which one?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
So Sonia goes out and yelling, get the hell out of my house and this and that. And I'm like this. Like, first of all, would you ever go to, like, a house party in New York City, like a dinner party, townhouse, supposed to be really nice, and you have, like, the host going, get the fuck out of my house. So I'm like,
no, that's
is
scary.
This real? I'm like,
or
is it cut? I was is this pretend? I didn't know what to do with myself.
But
I was
why
like,
did she tell you to get the F out of her
not
house?
Not me. She told some other girl. Oh. I don't remember at this point.
But that was not fake? That was
it
real?
It wasn't fake. That's why I was like this. That's what, like everybody else.
Who speaks like that?
That's my point.
Oh, my God.
I was like, is this real? Are we cutting?
So you only did this for one season, right?
Did it for one season.
For good reason. Good Lord, that sounds horrible.
Here's a question.
It was hard.
Was it worth it or no?
100%. I did it for business.
Yeah.
I mean— The name
did it help your business?
The product line.
When you had Completely Bare,
I launched the product line on the show. I knew exactly what I was doing. I launched the product line on the show.
That's how Skinny, what's her name, stuff or
Skinny Girl Margarita.
Yeah, like she was smarter than me. You know, from where she is now and where I am, big difference. But
whatever,
but
you're
Bethany
helping women
like,
have better sex. You win.
I feel like Bethany is an anomaly. I feel like that.
Oh, Bethany, that's her name.
Yeah, like lots of people have businesses on that show.
But,
it's fine.
They need to like run a business. Those people. I mean, if I was on that show for that many years, I'd be
use it to your advantage.
Yeah, use it. Like you know, they're still trying to figure out what business to do. It's 7 years later. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Ramona, True Renewal, True.
Oh,
she has a beauty line, right?
Yeah,
she's a beauty line. I think a wine line, this line, that line. Like really?
Yeah,
I mean,
she's time.
It's like, get a business together, babe. You know, it's 10 years. Stick with one thing. Be a little, I mean, you don't even have to be that innovative.
It's true. It's true. I mean, it's like, here's ridiculous. My face cream, you know?
Right. Like, stick with it. Find something really good. And yeah. She has just 13 t-shirt. I mean, God knows what.
Wait, we can't have you come on our damn beauty podcast, not talk beauty just a little bit before
sure,
we let
no,
you
I
go.
Love beauty.
Okay. Speaking of face creams, right? Tell us what's in your beauty kit. Like, what are some of your favorite products?
So I'm pretty much on the basic. This is really something I didn't even drink before this. I can't add, like, everything's like getting out of my head. What's the basic thing you get from the gynecologist for the exfoliation? That's what I have in a tube.
From the dermatologist?
Dermatologist.
You mean? Yeah, yeah. What? You said gynecologist.
Gynecologist, dermatologist to me right now. Retin-A.
Okay. Yes, yes.
I really believe in just using Retin-A.
Okay.
For my skin, and it just changes.
So what about, like, mascara, eyeshadow, any of that?
MAC. I love MAC Cosmetics. And you want to know something? I went there the other day. Mm-hmm. I had to go twice because, yes, I'm crazy because I lost the whole bag. You know, a whole bag.
Oh, my God.
You know, when you go for a full makeover, they have a great store on, it's Lexington and the 65th, mm-hmm. and they actually put it on for you. But these are, like, the top specialists.
Yeah.
So I did a whole nude, like, the whole, like, bronze, like, everything's like a nude plain palette. It was pretty. I love it. I really do.
And then you left the whole bag of it on the subway? What?
Oh, no. I have no idea where it is. Oh. I lost it. I mean, I have no idea where it is.
We got to get her some MAC products.
Right. I went back to MAC and did the whole thing, paid for it
again. Were they like you again?
Yeah, I was a little embarrassed myself. Like, who does that? Like,
well,
you know,
when
you do your whole makeover. But they're great there.
Who does your brows? Your brows are beautiful.
I literally was just going to ask the same thing. No, just because they look so good.
Yeah, your brows are beautiful.
Joey Healy. He's amazing. I love him.
Remember, he used to have a line.
He does have a line, Joey Healy.
Still in New York?
Joey Healy.
There was like a brow gel, I remember.
Yeah, his stuff is great. I brought him in and opened up Brow Bar at Completely Bare with him.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Comes full circle, doesn't
it? Yeah, he's great.
Your brows are fantastic.
Thank you.
And then mascara, what's on your lashes?
Okay, but I have to tell you something also with brows, like, that I don't get to him all the time. People are going to think I'm crazy, but I believe in what you do is you shave, take a little razor and shave around. If you, instead of like plucking every single time, if you shave, your brows get fuller because I don't know what it is.
Actually, I use the little stick razors that you get at the beauty supply, like the little eyebrow razors.
And
it really
works. I think your eyebrows start growing thicker.
Wow.
I know. Because I'm like old. You know, like you get old, you lose your eyebrows, you lose everything.
Your vagina starts
saggy.
Oh, great. Tell me your mascara before you leave, please.
I don't even know. It's MAC.
Probably MAC.
It's MAC. Oh, yeah. It's two of them. It's MAC. You know, they have the one that you put underneath, and then you put the one on top.
Oh, the primer.
Primer.
Okay. Yeah. What didn't we ask Cindy that we forgot to ask? I don't know. You are just a delight.
I want you guys to come in and play.
You almost make me want to watch Real Housewives, but then I realized it wasn't for you, so now I don't want to watch. Like, I want you to go on, and then I'll watch.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I can't watch. I can watch the Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay. The season's really good, this one. This season's great.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just do it, like, in the middle of the night. Like, I understand why people watch, because it's like, you don't have to think. You don't have to know what happened. And they're, like, a whole different life for me.
I come home, and I basically, like, I'm, like, lobotomized, and I watch it.
Right. It's
not
great.
Not after you get your O shot.
You guys have to promise me on air that you're going to come in and try some of the services, and
we'll think about it.
Oh, come on!
I'm quite shy, but I might stumble in.
I'll just come in for a wax then.
I'll come in.
We'll come in just to hang out.
You can sit on the chair. The chair's great.
Oh, I'll do the kegel thing. I'll do the kegel thing.
Kegel throw.
I'll come in.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh,
I love this.
Thank you. Love you, Cindy.
Thank you, guys.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.